guys, and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I was really just sat, and I was driving, and I was really just thinking, you know, I was thinking about in life that, you know, when we, okay, so I take it from a diet perspective, that many people can diet, and then when they got to the goal that they really desired to reach, then they feel that they can let go of the habits that they have created. And it's just like within life, we really, once we've healed, and once we, you know, whatever that may be from, wherever God may have brought you from, once we have got to a place of strength, then don't then become weary in well-doing. Don't then become lackadaisical on the work that God has been telling you to do. I feel like this is one of the biggest tricks. Okay, I'm really great now. Or, you know, I'm honouring God, my finances are going great. But now I need more. So I'm going to go, you know, when your finances go up, your standard of living goes up. So then you can then forget to, or not even forget, but then you could get yourself into a bit of a financial difficulty because you are trying to keep up with the standard of living, and which may then, if anything has changed or anything, then you're then creating this standard of living that may not be, you may not be able to, you know, keep up with if you're not keeping up with the rightfully thing. The first thing first is honouring God, and you are not going to be able to keep up your strength of mental capacity of really having, you know, peace, really having joy, really having stability within your mind if you let go of the fundamentals that is being said to do. You know, that if God is saying, you know, to connect, if God is saying ensure you're honouring God properly, it, like with your first fruits, you're not robbing God, and you're not robbing yourself of the blessing, and making sure that you're speaking in tongues, making sure you're putting that effort in to do the things. Yeah, you may feel absolutely great and wonderful today, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow is going to be, is not going to have his challenges. And how are you going to fight those challenges? You're going to fight the challenges within the world of how the world fights it, or are you going to fight your challenges with God, you know, with really speaking in tongues? And yes, mentally it can, you really need to be strong. You need to be determined. You need to have that dedication no matter what goes on. You know, that it's just like with running, that I can easily go and run a 6 mile, but if I come back a few weeks in my training, then I'm going to find it harder. I'm going to find it more difficult, and I have to get myself back up again. So really, where is the stop point? Why is there a stop start that we can do? When we're up, we still need to really raise our high level of standard with God. We cannot go down. We cannot think this is okay, I feel okay, I'm okay now, I'm right at my goal. So then I stop the great habits that I've done to get me here. It's a real trick, and God really just sat there and reminded me of all this morning, that are you really doing first things first? Have you put God, you know, to the back. Maybe you've been distracted within a relationship. You've been distracted within, you know, with the world, with, you know, Christmas, holidays, the things that always happen. But how do you navigate yourself around this time? And sometimes God really needs to push you. He needs to humble you. He needs to wake you up. He needs to give you some strong words that sometimes we may not understand. Sometimes we may, in our carnal mind, get annoyed with, wow, I'm doing everything, or I've done everything, or I've been faithful. Yeah, you need to carry on being faithful. You need to carry on honouring God. You need to carry on with the speaking in tongues. You need to carry on with really the practices. Everything that the praying for the labourers, you know, the things that really matter. This world has got nothing to offer. This world is full of distraction. The world is full of, you know, oh, you know, come and do this. And it distracts you off. I see it so clear now. I see it so, so clear. And really, for us to really be fully focused with God is to start. Just start. Start today. Say, okay, God, I have really, I know I have mixed up, or I know that I haven't been fully honest with myself, fully honest with you. I'm, you know, that actually I'm going to do what you put in my heart. I'm going to walk in faith and not in sight. I'm going to ensure that my faith is growing, that I'm not building fear, or with, you know, you don't build fear. You don't go, oh, I'm going to go and build fear. But when you let the world in, it builds fear, that it brings anxiety, that brings an unstable mind. God doesn't want that for you. God really wants you to be steadfast in your thinking, steadfast in your doing, and really ensuring that the things that you that matter most is putting God first. And sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes you're going to have to be bold. Sometimes you're going to have to, you know, fight that good fight of faith. You're going to have to really move in the direction of God. You're really going to have to move around your family members. You're really going to have to be bold to speak. You're going to have to say no. You're going to if you really want the things of God, then it's time to strengthen up. And how do you strengthen up? By really fully focusing on these five fundamentals. By, you know, speaking by the Spirit, another one. Really, that is a real help for a lot of us, and we need to recognise that there's such a contrast between the carnal and the spiritual, but the adversary likes to make it look like it is that you're being spiritual, and sometimes you may not be. So really doing a check-up from the neck up, really sitting with God, really giving him that time, that is the greatest relationship you're going to have, ensuring that when you've got things do, that you're putting God first, that you're doing the God thing first before anything, you know. And if things have got in, or distractions, or whatever, you know, may have been going on or is going on, then God can truly get you out of it. God can truly bring you from the pit to the palace. He can really bring you from a place of uncertainty to be confident in uncertainty. He is, you know, confident that God is going to move. Okay, I don't know how he's going to do this, but I know if I act and I do what is required of me, what is encouraged of me, to ensure that I'm living the right life, living the prosperous life, living the joyful life, living with a, you know, with peace in my heart, peace in my mind, then I know the things that I need to do. And, you know, it doesn't stop when you feel good. It doesn't stop when it feels great. You need to find a full balance of, this is how my life is, this is my life with God, and this is, and I know this is going to, this is the way that God is going to prosper me. And you know, when we all get those five fundamentals, once all this is fully established in our life, he's going to give more. He's going to add. But if you're unstable in your ways, then he can't add. He's not going to give you a labour if you've not got your mind together and you're unstable. He's not going to give you finances or you know, big finances if you aren't sure in your money. He's not going to, and honouring God rightfully, he's not going to give you peace in your heart. Just here's peace in your heart if you're not speaking in tongues. You know, he's given us things, this is for this, this is for this, this is for this. So if anything is mixed up in your life, then look at the requirement, you know, what God requires us to do in that area. So if it's about finances, then where have I gone wrong here? Okay, I need to get back on it. It just takes that one choice and one decision to get back on it. That one choice, that one decision to say, okay, God, I really want to move. And I want to move in the direction of you, and I don't want to be in the direction of me anymore. I don't want to be fooled by this world. I don't want to be taken, you know, I don't want to be taken away by distractions anymore. I really want to be steadfast in my thoughts, in my thinking, in my living, in everything that I'm doing. So, anyway, this is really what was on my heart this morning. God bless you.